We're now joined by Anne Cannon. Good morning, of regress.ie. Good morning. How are you today? It's actually afternoon.
I'm good, thank you, Anna Cannon, and I'm very delighted to be talking to you today. Thank you.
No, because like it's something that a lot of people would probably, like myself, hadn't heard about, that there was an issue with this and about the vaccine. Can you tell most ladies and girls are getting this vaccine now as part of the course, you know?
Yes. It's actually rolled out in school, in first year secondary school. We have to date 229 girls in the regress group alone here in Ireland presenting with very serious debilitating chronic side effects.
Yeah.
From the vaccine, all perfectly healthy, sporty, vibrant young ladies prior to the vaccine. Now, the interesting thing with this story is that it's the same story in every country Gardasil has been rolled out, or HPV vaccine program has been rolled out. So in every country, we have the same symptom list. All previously healthy teenagers who turn chronically ill following the vaccination. Parents in every country are excluded from the 21 side effects on the manufacturer's own PIL and given a glossy sales brochure from their respective health authorities outlining, in our case, the HSE has given us 5 very mild side effects and we're advised to give our children paracetamol or ibuprofen. And teenagers across the globe, 10,000 of them at this stage, are all told by the medical profession that it's all in their head.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, for those of us who don't know, what is the vaccine for? What does it protect the girls from?
Yeah, the HPV vaccine covers 2 strands of HPV infection. We know that 95% of all HPV infections are cleared by the body itself, and any resistant strands in the body would take many years before this develops. You normally get it at the age of sort of 48.
Right, okay.
Years of age.
Right.
But the vaccine hasn't been proven to last any longer than 8 years. So we normally, Diane Harper went out, she was a scientist working on the Merck project, and she stated very clearly that to be considered a cancer vaccine, it actually has to last for longer than 15
right.
years.
Right.
So that's a misrepresentation of the vaccine as well.
Okay. Can I just ask you, like, as I said, you were at the People's Debate last week, and
yes.
The reason you were there is because you were hoping that James Reilly would be there, who was the
yes.
former minister when this came in, and you had been at one in Clontarf previously or something, and nothing seemed to be, you didn't seem to be getting anywhere with any of the politicians, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, Regret have been lobbying very intensively on these issues because we now have a very serious situation with a huge percentage in the Regret group where girls are experiencing seizures and blackouts on a daily basis, containing serious head injuries. The girls are obviously under huge pressure with this long list of side effects that they are experiencing on a daily basis, and it's preventing them from going to school. Many can't complete their second level education or sit their leaving cert. It has an effect on their social situation.
Yeah, especially, because at that age, it's a very delicate age, you know, that
yes,
particularly,
very.
I know fellas, but particularly for girls as well, their whole image and that whole,
yes.
you know, kind of, you know, and the peer pressure and all, you know, do I look good? Do I not look good? What am I wearing? And all that kind of stuff, you know.
So on one hand, they have to struggle with this long list of, for example, severe daily headaches, chronic headaches, severe body muscle fatigue, joint pain, seizures, blackouts, loss of feeling in their limbs, balance issues, circulation issues. In my own daughter's case, she contracted pancreatitis on top of all these side effects, which is a life-threatening condition,
yeah.
and it looks like that could become chronic. But on top of that, she also had to experience isolation issues in school for the last 4 or 5 years. She's 17 years of age now, almost 18. She got the vaccine as a 12-year-old. And she is struggling to complete her leaving cert. So she is experiencing all these horrendous side effects, isolation issues in school. And when
yeah.
We have taken her through the whole medical system, and not at any point have her side effects been reported as per the protocol to the HPRA. So that's another issue that these medical profession seem to be refusing to report these side effects.
These incidents.
Which means that obviously the percentage shown is going to be very low.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in fairness, you also sent me an email when I was chatting to you the other day about setting up the interview, that you had you know, as I said, you were with Debbie last week on Lifeline. Or
that was Kiva, actually. Kiva yeah. Kelly, who was the girl.
But you had some breaking news, which I wanted to bring, you know, which I, that's why I got you on again today. What was the kind of the breaking news there, and what was the angle on that?
Yeah, it's a very sad saga, really, what's coming out of the findings. Dr. Lee, who is a very high-up pathologist, very, very well-renowned internationally. I'll go back a bit in time. He brought 13 samples from various countries into a laboratory in 2011 and tested these for contamination. And 100% of these were contaminated with what we call recombinant viral DNA. What that means is genetically modified DNA, which has never before been injected into human host, i.e. our daughters.
Right.
These findings were not picked up by the media, but they were picked up by the relevant authorities, who went out and suddenly said, oh yes, there are traces of this recombined DNA, this genetically modified DNA, but they don't pose a health risk. Now, we know that this is a biohazardous material which have the potential to cause havoc in the body. Dr. Lee then went on to research this and found that the aluminium component, the AHA, which is the carrier for the vaccine, it's a component in the vaccine, binds these traces of genetically modified DNA in the body.
Right.
Which means we now have foreign DNA in a human host. And you can imagine what that can do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Well, like, you know, that's any kind of foreign body in your system, if your system can't cope with it, would cause you major problems.
Well, this has the potential to cause a mutation, which can lead to cancer. You know, it's a very, very serious potential outcome of this.
Yeah.
Dr. Lee was involved in a Japanese review in 2014, and he presented facts. This was a safety study, and it was done in conjunction with WHO and CDC and the relevant authorities. And basically, to put it in a nutshell and not too technical for your listeners, the safety data he presented was obviously in relation to this recombinant DNA and the effects that could have in terms of side effects, autoimmune conditions. You're talking about all these chronic illnesses that the girls present with, but also deaths, potential deaths. And we have had deaths worldwide on the very same day that girls received the vaccination. And he had also found traces of this recombinant DNA in tissue samples from a New Zealand girl who unfortunately died, on the same day as she received the vaccine.
Right.
So he now presented last week an open letter to WHO, the World Health Organization, where he presented emails between very high up officials in these organizations, basically misrepresenting the data completely and suppressing it in what should have been an open safety debate on the status of the vaccine.
And can I ask you...
Thankfully, Japan did withdraw.
Right.
Okay.
And what about the HSE? What's the HSE doing for you, or the minister here, or anything? Are they supportive?
Blatantly ignoring and neglecting girls. We have been lobbying for a long time for these girls. We've been asking very clearly for acknowledgement of their post-Gardasil conditions, long-term treatment plans, financial help for families. You know, I suppose get some light at the end of the tunnel. We've been stonewalled. In fact, they have gone the other way. They have been out publicly branding the girls as coincidences, that they should be psychosomatic, and they're calling parents scaremongers, whilst all we're doing really is to try and find some answer for some very sick girls.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's really appalling. You know, Leo Varadkar has refused to meet with us numerous occasions. And it doesn't seem to show any duty of care for these girls. And the same thing goes for the HSE. They just don't seem to be wanting to. And I can see now why this is such a huge issue for them. They were, in fact, aware that there was traces of recombinant DNA being injected into these girls. And we all know that that can have very, very serious consequences.
Yeah.
And I suppose why parents are devastated in regret, and I'm sure anyone who's received this vaccine, is that we're only now, through Dr. Lee's findings, seeing the full extent of the impact this could have on our children.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, look, if there's anybody out there that has a daughter in the same situation and you haven't heard of these people, it's regress.ie is the website, and get in contact with them, because unfortunately, as you're saying, I think when I was at last week at the meeting, there was only 220. Now it's 229 girls.
Yeah, growing daily.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse if you're sitting at home and you're kind of going, what's wrong with that young one? She's always lying around. You know, that there may be...
It's a very, very difficult situation. Yeah. I think if the HSE had been honest and given parents have a legal right to be informed by the 21 serious side effects outlined in the manufacturer's own patient information. Instead, we're being blindfolded into signing the sales brochure-based consent with 5 mild side effects. And that means that we're struggling for years within the medical system to get acknowledgement for these girls.
Yeah.
And GPs are saying, sure, I didn't give them the vaccination. It was rolled out in the schools. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And girls are being damaged, told that it's all in their heads. And I mean, this is a very, very serious issue now.
Yes.
And it needs to be brought up on the very, very highest level.
Yeah, and it's echoes of previous problems with different vaccines and stuff like that that were, you know, kind of ignored for, you know, whatever.
What Leo Varadkar is doing is he's giving us this line that, you know, autism was being scaremongered around in relation to the MMR. But the difference is that the Gardasil vaccine has a very clear set of side effects outlined on the manufacturer's own documentation. 21 side effects. And then when our girls and 10,000 of girls worldwide present with these side effects, then they're brushed off and it's all in their heads. I mean, there seems to be a lot more going on here than meets the eye, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, all I can say is our thoughts are with you, and fairness now, and you know where we are here in Near FM, because this, you know, that's what the radio station is here to do, is to highlight.
I really appreciate that, they deserve that. They deserve, these girls are innocent in it. You know, what I now feel is a medical experiment, and it's absolutely appalling what's been done to them. And their parents obviously are devastated with these findings. You know, I'm there working 80 hours a week trying to get awareness out for other parents and to get help for the girls, as many other parents in regret. And I should really be at home looking after my sick daughter, you know, instead of having to...
Being on the radio like this, fighting for a bit of airtime or trying to hassle. So can I just say, if there's anybody listening, it's regress.ie. And if you're in Leo Varadkar's... or James Riley's constituency, and they knock on your door, please ask them. You know, it's a question. What are they going to do for these 229 girls? And see what he says. And it's amazing the amount of things that are all of a sudden being done in the next couple of weeks, because there's an election due and people knocking on your door. So if somebody does knock on your door, ask them, you know, to check it out, or contact yourselves and try and push it that way. And I think that
will be great. I'd really appreciate that. And also, we do need now an independent inquiry into the safety profile of this vaccine. I mean, we cannot accept that recombinant DNA is injected straight into our children without our knowledge.
Okay.
That is not acceptable.
Okay, well, look, the very best with that, and please come back to us if you get any other news. You know where we are.
I will indeed, and I'm sure there'll be lots of more developments now over the next week or two, you know.
Right.
We've issued a press release, so hopefully the media will take responsibility and pick it up.
Okay, well, look, thanks very much, and please keep us informed. Thanks very much.
Okay? I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No bother. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks very much. So you heard that. If there's anybody out there that has the same issues, or they're worried about their daughter, please contact regress.ie.